The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Mary Chapman. With Evrysdi, every day is good, says a 61-year-old with SMA type 3. Jim Willison isn't one to wait around. In the 20 years before he finally could start treating his spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA type 3, he had sought out and took part in nearly every SMA clinical trial reasonably close to his Indiana home. Willison, 61, began using Spinraza, or nusinersen by Biogen, the first approved disease-modifying therapy for infants and adults with SMA, in February 2018, and thought it helpful. The treatment provided a bit of strength, most notably aiding with endurance. I especially noticed it when working out, doing repetitions. Willison, a former volunteer fire department first responder who lives in Lafayette, said in a phone interview with SMA News Today. Spinraza works by raising levels of a functional survival motor neuron, SMN, protein that, due to mutations in the SMN1 gene, are largely absent or insufficient in those with SMA. This protein is essential for the health of motor neurons, nerve cells that control muscle movement. Updated findings from the ongoing long-term Phase 3 SHINE extension study showed that Spinraza remained effective over years of use. But he said he also found the gains realized with Spinraza, given via injection directly into the spinal canal, diminished between treatments. "I would notice a noticeable decline in endurance the last few weeks between injections," Willison said. "My injections were every 4 months, but the benefits lasted 3. It had taken 10 months to get his insurance provider to approve Spinraza's use, and a couple more months to be placed for treatment at Ohio State University, where his 5 doses were administered over about 6 months. Willison has no spinal deformities, and he had no surgeries that would have made the injections difficult or uncomfortable. The injections took about 20 minutes, and I had no problems whatsoever," he said. "I would just sit up unsupported and bend over slightly." Then he read about a promising and easier-to-take therapy called Risdiplam being tested in a clinical trial. Having participated in about 5 studies already, none of which helped, he was ready for another. "I felt I was a good candidate, so I started a campaign to join it," said Willison, who has an electrical engineering degree from DeVry University. "I said I eat right, I sleep right, I'm fit, and that I will start this trial and I will finish it. I bugged them. I let them know I was here and wanted to be part of it, and that's what it takes." The trial, Jewelfish, is an open-label study evaluating Risdiplam safety and tolerability in a range of SMA patients ages 6 months to 60 years, including those previously treated with Spinraza or Zolgensma, an approved SMA gene therapy initially developed by AveXis and now part of Novartis. With no test site in Indiana, he was registered for the study at New York Presbyterian Columbia University Medical Center, where he goes every 3 months for examinations and to collect 2 months' worth of the treatment. "Because Risdiplam has a shelf life of about 60 days," he said, "a 1-month supply is later sent directly to his home." Willison had to stop Spinraza for at least 90 days before starting Jewelfish, and his final injection was in August 2018. Between then and February 2019, when he entered the study, he took no medication for his disease. Risdiplam, approved on August 7th, under the brand name Evrysdi, is similar to Spinraza in that it too works by increasing the ability of the SMN2 gene to produce functional SMN protein. It was developed by Roche and Genentech, a member of the Roche Group, in collaboration with PTC Therapeutics and the SMA Foundation. But Evrysdi is an orally administered liquid. As such, it is the first at-home treatment for SMA, a disease characterized by progressive muscle weakness and wasting. Willison's SMA journey, an accurate diagnosis took decades, began when he was 14 or 15. He noticed that friends in high school were beginning to develop physically and add muscle mass while he wasn't. A baseball and basketball player as a child, he tried weightlifting. It didn't help. By the time I was 18, it was pronounced, and time we did something. That's when we made our first contact with neurologists, said Willison, who is married and has two adult daughters. There was no clear diagnosis. We don't know what it is, have a nice life, is what we were told. Fast forward to 1998 and the rise of genetic testing, which Willison also read about. By this time, he couldn't walk long distances with his family and had a noticeably odd gait. But as his disease progressed year to year, he continued to maintain a health club membership. I've always worked out to fight it as much as possible, said Willison, who acknowledges being the best type 3 I've ever met. Partly, he credits this to luck of the draw, and partly to his very, very active lifestyle. Diagnosed through a genetic test, Willison is listed as type 3, with one SMN1 gene copy harboring a mutation and two SMN2 copies. He adapted as best he could without a disease-modifying treatment and flourished in work in sales and engineering. He's also a certified emergency medical technician and served for 22 years with the nearby Sheffield Township Volunteer Fire Department, a remarkable achievement for someone with a neurodegenerative disease, until progression forced him to leave about 5 years ago. I would do everything but lift, he said. As long as properly instructed people were around me, I was okay. Constant use of a wheelchair became necessary about 4 years ago, around 2016, and travel is now difficult. For the last 3 years, Willison has earned a living doing voiceover work in a studio he set up at his home. Each morning, as part of Jewelfish, he said he takes 6.5 milliliters of his green-flavored liquid treatment. His assigned flavor tries to be strawberry. It's very tolerable, he added with a chuckle. Evrysdi, he said, offers many of the same benefits as Spinraza, but without lapses in effectiveness between doses. He credits the treatment with halting his disease's progression. Every day is good, Willison said. I can raise my arms multiple times while eating and don't tire. I can feed myself and don't tire. When typing on the keyboard, my hands don't get as tired. The same with brushing my teeth. When he resumed workouts at his gym, recently closed for 90 days to prevent the spread of COVID-19 infections, he did surprisingly well. I expected to do poorly and be very sore, but Risdiplam has allowed me to maintain my level of strength, Willison said. I don't think I would have worked out nearly as well had I not been taking it every day. He said that he's had no noticeable side effects from the medication. Besides travel to New York for Jewelfish, Willison uses an app on a smartphone given to study participants for 5 daily tests. One to see how hard he can push, another to gauge lung capacity, and others for dexterity, balance, and hand-eye coordination. He also keeps a required daily log of his medication use and perceived responses. Clinical trials are long and hard, Willison said. You've got to go through hoops and you've got to commit. But he has no regrets about taking part in each and every one, adding, I would do them again. Still, getting into Jewelfish was special. Evrysdi, as Risdiplam, had already shown solid benefits and safety in young participants, so that he didn't even consider participation an experiment. I'm really glad I did this one, Willison said. It's having good effects for me.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. Not that I'm planning on needing one anytime soon. I'm thinking about putting together a hospital bag, something that holds those necessities to make a hospital stay more comfortable. It's been a while, so I'd like your input. Here's what I'm thinking. My own pillow, a set of comfy PJs and socks, an eye mask, because there's so many annoying blinking lights in the hospital, a shawl, deodorant, spare phone charger, and a magazine or project of some sort. I suppose I need to pack a spare toothbrush and toothpaste? What am I forgetting? Most hospital stays are unplanned, therefore I'd like to be somewhat prepared. Last time I had an extended stay, Mom was kind enough to grab a few things for me. I applaud her effort, but she had no clue what I actually wanted. If I have everything gathered together, it would make it so much easier. Do you have a hospital bag? If so, what's in it? Let me know what's in your hospital bag on our forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. Fingers crossed I'm not jinxing myself. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.